This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And attend to your health and well-being, courtesy of the expertise of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. He avails himself to us every week after having studied many of the different things that have come out, the studies in various cancer journals and heart journals and neurological journals, all of that stuff. Important in a general sense for somebody, even though he's a specialist in cardiology, he is, I can tell you this from personal experience, he is on top of it when it comes to understanding everything that's going on in the body. He wouldn't tell you he was a specialist or he was an expert in everything, but I do think that, with me anyway, I find, and listeners too, I hear this all the time, are very interested in what he has to say about medicine in general. So with that, and as you are a cardiologist, let's talk about Bernie Sanders and what has happened to him. He got tired. I'm wondering whether he had a history of heart checkups. What happened to him would lead me to believe he hasn't been very good at keeping track of what was going on in his body. Do you agree with that assessment, Ken?
Well, just a few years ago, before the last campaign, his doctor said he had no history of cardiovascular disease. And Bernie Sanders will always stand when he addresses an audience at a political campaign. Mm-hmm. And a few days ago, he asked for a chair. And this is a lesson for all of us. This is what heart doctors call decreasing exercise tolerance. In order to do the activities that he's accustomed to, he tired earlier. And this is a warning for all of us. When that occurs, time to mention that to the doctor. He also complained of the sudden onset of chest discomfort. So he rushed to the emergency room, and he's directly taken to the cardiac catheterization lab, and an interventional cardiologist immediately puts in two stents to one coronary. Now, diagnostic cardiac catheterization is a procedure that usually does not occur as an emergency. Stenting does not usually occur as an emergency. It's usually after a stress test, you schedule it. Catheterization, Doug, occurs after an emergency. It only occurs in two possibilities. One, if you're having a heart attack, or two, unstable angina, which will lead to a heart attack or permanent damage to the heart muscle if not immediately treated. Both are not good diagnoses. So my assessment of this is that Senator Sanders had unstable angina, or more likely has had a heart attack, which will be diagnosed by blood test, troponin, which shows permanent damage to the heart muscle, and likely EKG changes. And you notice they're being very guarded about any of the information that they're mentioning about Bernie Sanders. So how do you avoid all this? The key is know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. And then prevention is your lifestyle. And just think about all the things you want to do that Senator Sanders is not doing. And that's eating a good diet, getting exercise, limiting mental stress, get adequate sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, limit alcohol intake, and don't smoke.
Well, I don't know whether he's a smoker or how much he drinks. He does not look, nor has he ever looked to me, since his foray into national politics, he hasn't looked like he was the healthiest human being, no matter what. He and I are about the same age, and I don't...
He's 78.
All right, so he's a lot older than I am, then. A lot. Everything is relative, I guess, when you get
further up there. He looks his age.
He looks his age.
And more.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He's heavy, doesn't look like he eats particularly well. Unfortunately, it'll probably take him out of, not that he was a real serious contender anyway this time around. He was last time around, and a lot of people really believe in his message, which I think now will fall on deaf ears, frankly. But you wish him well. It's a lesson, though. He's provided a great public service without knowing it necessarily. And so I go back around to the actual event of having stints put in. What does that involve? And what is a stent? Because obviously his arteries are blocked. So there's the Roto-Rooter approach, cleaning them out. And then does the stent necessarily come from that, or can you use a stent without doing Roto-Rooter?
Well, let's talk about his prognosis and then the procedure of stenting. People who go in stable to the heart cath lab and get stenting, this is usually a pretty easy procedure. You're in the hospital one night, and you're usually back to work in a couple of days and back to your usual activities within 2 to 3 weeks. It involves putting a tube into the artery, either from the groin or from the arm, and there's a balloon at the tip, and this is blown up, and so the blockage is reduced from usually severe, more than 70%, to usually zero.
But where does the plaque that's in the artery go when you open it up? What happens is not extricated.
It's pushed into the wall.
Oh. So what keeps it from breaking loose and going through your system?
It's pushed into the wall, and maybe tiny little fragments may break off, but it doesn't cause a stroke. You don't get big enough pieces to break off, but it's pushed into the wall. And then after that, remember those little springs on the ballpoint pins that we used to play with?
Yeah,
well,
that's what it is.
That's what a stent somewhat looks like. It's a wire mesh. It's, again, put at the tip of this tube, the catheter. It's advanced to the site where the obstruction was just opened up, and then this balloon is again opened up, so the stent, the wire mesh, is opened up and pushed into the walls of the circulation tube, and this keeps the pipe open and keeps the plaque in the wall that we just opened up.
So what the practical side of this is, how you just said it takes a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and you're back on your feet.
When it's performed in the stable angina patient. And the big difference here is that Bernie Sanders was the unstable angina patient or the heart attack patient. And this is a very big difference in terms of prognosis.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think his prognosis is?
Well,
what would you say, having had the same experience with some of your patients, what happens?
He is in the unstable angina or heart attack because he did not have stable symptoms. They came on suddenly. He had not been having them going on, and we didn't schedule him electively for his heart catheterization. So he's in the unstable angina or heart attack. And these people react variably. It really depends on the patient, what kind of health they were in before the procedure, and some will bounce back in the next several weeks. Most will feel a bit tired after this procedure if they've had unstable angina or a heart attack, and some take many weeks to bounce back. So it really depends on how big, if he did have injury permanent to the heart, and it depends a lot on his health prior to this event. But this is very different to the people who we know who usually undergo cardiac catheterization when it's done electively. They're having stable symptoms. They go and mow the lawn, and they get chest discomfort. They rest, and it feels better. They don't go to the emergency room suddenly because of the onset of new symptoms occurring usually at rest and rush to the heart catheterization lab with emergency stenting. That's a very different situation than how most people get to the cardiac cath lab, and Bernie got to it this emergent
route. Well, that's what brings me back around. Final question here has to do with whether his doctors were doing him justice or service. This stuff doesn't just happen. It doesn't just overnight slow you down, or does it? I mean, under the circumstances, he seemed to be popping right along, and then he got tired. So does the actual event, the fact that your artery is plugged up, does it get plugged up fast?
Well, what happens is there's plaque rupture. And it's these 30 to 60% narrowings in the circulation to the heart, which fly below the radar of a stress test. Stress test picks up 70% or more narrowing, and these are the chronic stable angina patients because they have these 70% or more blockages. They exert themselves, and they feel the symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness. And then you go to the cath lab scheduled, and you open these things up. Whereas these unexpected emergency, unstable angina, heart attacks, they're due to the 30 to 60% narrowings, which don't cause symptoms. They suddenly plaque rupture and obstruct the blood flow, and that's why you have these acute events. That's what he had.
Yeah. How much of it has to do with mental? You said, we're talking about stress. You always said to me, and on this program, how much of a killer stress is.
Huge.
The definition of stress, though, I mean, some people can take more than others. I think I can take more than most, and I think my health shows it, although I don't like stress for any number of reasons. Why would you like it? But I wonder with him if the fact that he's not doing well in the polls, for example, you start thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Does that crank up the juices so that it makes something like this more likely to happen?
Absolutely. He's been under a lot of mental stress. He is on an incredible schedule in multiple states in a short period of time. He's clearly, I'm sure, not getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. You can see the diet in the campaign,
right,
the kind of foods
well.
He's eating. Yeah. Not
rubber
the most heart healthy.
Night.
And he's not getting regular exercise. You can tell how he looks. This is not a man who's in the gym every day.
No. That's putting it mildly. All right. Well, hold a good thought for Senator Bernie Sanders. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you if you're looking for health in all the right places. First place you look is in the mirror. And how do you look? How are you feeling? Are you in need of losing weight and now you've admitted to yourself, I got to go on a diet. I've got to exercise. I've got to eat the right foods. I've got to do all of those things. Well, you'll get fabulous support in doing that from the information that comes from folks at Calitrin, but also their product. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the first choice, the best choice, actually the only choice for losing weight the healthy way. There's no extra yucca bunga in any of this. The main formula is collagen protein and aloe vera. That's what's in it. Calitrin's collagen protein, highest quality. Aloe vera, highest quality. Made with natural digestive enzymes of the highest quality. So you have the full absorption you need to get the most out of Calitrin and the collagen and the aloe vera and what's in it. So lose weight. This easy way, the smart way, it promotes lean, healthy muscle mass, this product, and using the formula, if you follow the direction of the advice, comes on the bottle or in the brochure, you'll be well on your way to losing the weight and keeping it off. You need a 4, 5, 6 month supply. Right now is a big sale. You can save a lot of money on as much as you need. Go to Calitrin.com. You'll also get free shipping, too, by the way, when you use the DJV code. So buy it now and enjoy health. Calitrin.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's turf builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's turf builder today. This is a Scott's yard.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Service and on your side. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Our most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com is a focus on gum disease, among many other things, and its effects on hypertension and your health in general. Half of adults over 40 have gum disease. We discuss that and explain it. Also, a focus on frequency of hot flashes in menopausal women. It's an adjunct to our conversation, what it leads to, that sort of thing. Remember, Ken's a cardiologist, so our focus is a lot on heart health. Also on this current podcast, a new study showing what happens to children who grow up with parents who smoke. It's not a pretty picture. Get the details at gooddayhealthshow.com. Question, do you know what happens to your body after 2 weeks of not exercising? Answer to that question, and again, not a pretty picture, at gooddayhealthshow.com. And do you know the important part of the omega-6 discussion, how it plays a role in your heart's health? If you don't know that, then you really need to listen to this podcast. And you can learn, this is my favorite part of the discussion, Ken, why farm dirt is good for you. That's in the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, and an overview of the flu shots, flu vaccines, that sort of thing. So we always cover lots of ground. Check out the meat and potatoes of our discussions that are captured in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. We're talking about Bernie Sanders. If you are in that league, there are very few people in this country who can diagnose and handle a lot of the work that goes with having to really help people who are in Bernie's condition. Ken is one of them. If you care to have a really good scientific approach, it's based on his research and so forth. He does a lot of research at his cardiological unit, Lake Cardiology. But also, there's evidence-based medicine that Ken calls upon to render decisions on people and give them advice on what to do. So if you feel like that's for you, you might want to visit with Ken. His clinic's number is 352-735-1400. For those of you in the Orlando area who are listening, note this number. Easy to get in to Ken. 352-735-1400. And he doesn't have the typical office hours. Was it, I called you last week? It was 8 o'clock and you were still with a patient, I think, right?
Was that last week?
I think we don't look at the clock.
Nope, it's important not to. Okay, so there's information now on the stroke rate. Older Americans have strokes. My dad died of a stroke. And so what's the latest, I never do this right, statistic on the stroke rates?
This is up to the date out of the medical journal, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the neurology edition just this week, Doug. So starting in the late 1980s, stroke rates among older Americans began to fall, and this decline fortunately shows no sign of stopping. Between 1987 and 2017, the rate of stroke, Doug, incidents among Americans aged 65 and older dropped by one-third per decade. That's a big drop. And this pattern has been steady with no leveling off in recent years. So you always ask me why.
I was about to come out of my mouth. Okay, why is the rate going down? What's going on?
And it's unclear why. Fewer older adults are smokers, which is a major risk factor for stroke. But on the other hand, some of the other risk factors, such as high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, which are now more common because of the obesity epidemic, work against this. So getting high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes under control can cut the risk of stroke. But there are other factors such as exercise, salt intake, and overall diet which may be involved. And the not-so-good news maybe we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
All right. More on strokes. It's 28 past on Good Day Health.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is to testify today in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry going before the Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs panels in a closed-door session. Volker resigned from his position last week after his name appeared in the whistleblower complaint connected to President Trump's phone call in July with Ukraine's president, when he reportedly did ask Ukraine's president to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. Volker went to Ukraine a day after the call was made, according to that whistleblower complaint, and met with the country's leader, reportedly giving him advice about how to, quote, navigate Trump's demands. Yesterday in a Texas courtroom.
Can I give her a hug, please?
The brother of a man shot to death by now former Dallas cop Amber Geiger, forgiving her after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're hopeful about your health and well-being. That's probably because you're listening to this program. It's called Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. We're in the middle of a conversation about the stroke rate among older Americans, which seems to be going down, the numbers of people. Is it percentages or is it the actual numbers? Because the population continues to grow numerically. So how are these figures, how are these
both
statistics arriving? So it's both sides. Okay. All right.
It's a real change.
You know, you were talking about the causes, and I was going to query you about, you know, my father, you never got to know him, but you certainly helped me a lot understand what was going on. He had his first stroke at 88. And then a couple of more, and he died of one in 91, or at the age of 91. He was a boxer. He was a football player. He had Meniere's disease, a lot of things, the inner ear and the stuff that was around your inner ear, your head, your brain, all of those things, I think, affected, and we've talked about this, you know, people who are, that's one of the problems with football players or soccer players. You know, there are the Alzheimer's and dementia is one thing, but the stroke and what goes on in your brain in terms of blood flow, if you have your head beat around all the time, it's not going to be good for the flow of blood, right?
Well,
I think in your dad's situation, he was a smoker, right?
No, well, he smoked a little when he was younger, but not. He wasn't like my mother. My mother was a chain smoker. He was not. He stopped. He sort of, when he was an athlete, he didn't smoke. For a while, when we were younger, he did. But I remember when he was, I remember it vividly, actually. Excuse me. He was 41 years old, and he was driving along, and he was going to, he thought, okay, I'm going to smoke. And then he looked at the package, and he said, what am I doing this for? And he threw him out. He never smoked again. He could stop. Some people could. Some people couldn't. My mother couldn't, but he could.
But he probably smoked for a couple of decades, didn't he?
I don't know whether it was a couple of days.
20 to 40s?
Yeah, maybe. Late 20s or early 40s.
That certainly had a role. Yeah. And he probably didn't get to the doctor a whole lot. So
no, I wouldn't have thought so. Not
so we don't know how his blood pressure was, his cholesterol,
not until
his
he got
blood
got
sugar.
50, by the time he was 50, and it was because I was on him to do... He started having fibrillations when he was in his early 50s.
Atrial fibrillation.
He felt it but didn't know what to do. So I'd been going to the local, to my family doctor. My mother had been, and my sister didn't much, but I wanted to take care of my body. So I had him go to Dr. Johnson, and Johnson told him right away what he had to do, and he right away went to a cardiologist, and they right away put him on dioxin or digitoxin or something, and then later Coumadin, and I think that's what contributed, frankly, to his stroke.
Yes, and back in those days, we weren't as...
40 years he had atrial fibrillation.
Right. Back in those days, we weren't as effective at treating atrial fibrillation, and so only 70% of the strokes occur from narrowing of the pipes from the heart to the brain, the carotid arteries. Uh-huh. And we don't often realize it. 30% of strokes occur from electrical rhythm abnormalities from the heart. Atrial fibrillation is the most common one, where the top of the heart starts beating like a bag of worms, like what your father had. And this creates clots, and these clots are then propelled to the brain, clog up the circulation, causing stroke. 30% of strokes occur this way. So your father may have had atrial fibrillation as a contributing factor to his stroke.
Yeah. I definitely think he did, yeah. He was not a heavy man. He was always in good shape. He's about my height and weight. And he kept himself in very good shape, played golf, I think I told you. He figured in, I think he was 45, 46, and he'd become an avid, he was always a sportsman, became an avid golfer, loved to play golf, so he arranged his life. When my mother got sick in the 60s, he bought a small place down in Palm Beach County, and from that point on, every day of his life, he played golf. Until he had the stroke.
Well,
he would play. He'd figure his life, so he belonged to a country club up here in Massachusetts, and when the weather got bad, he'd make sure he was down in Palm Beach playing golf.
Well, let me just expand from the story about older people, the incidence going down, because the not-so-good news from this report is the incidence of stroke among younger people has been inching up in recent years. And the death rate from stroke, which has been declining, has recently stalled. Doug, and is starting to reverse course. It might be because folks are now having more severe strokes. So it's important we all know the warning signs of a stroke. Some of the warning signs include a drooping or numbness on one side of the face, arm weakness or numbness, slurred speech, sudden confusion or difficulty seeing or walking, or the worst headache of your life. So don't delay getting help. Time saved is brain saved if you have any of these symptoms.
Well, isn't it, don't we have that aspirin thing if you feel like you're
if you're having a stroke, do not take an aspirin because it could be a bleeding. If you're having a heart attack, you want to chew an aspirin. Very important question.
Right. Okay. So let me turn this around. What did your father... Well, your father was a doctor, wasn't he? Do I remember?
No, my mother was a nurse.
My mother was a nurse. Yeah, okay. So what was it that killed your father?
My father expired at age 89 from aortic stenosis, blockage of the exit door of the heart. A few years before this TAVR, now we do it without opening up the chest. We do it from the catheter, can put in a new heart valve. And he just did not, at age 89, want to have open heart surgery. Had he had this blockage of the exit door, aortic stenosis, maybe just 3 or 4 years later, he would have been a good candidate for doing it through the tube, the leg.
So were you? Was he a patient of yours? Did you keep track of what was going on with him?
It's not a good idea for a physician to be the primary first-line doctor for your parents, your family. But I certainly was involved and interacted with his doctors.
Why do you say that? What's the why?
Because you don't act objectively. You act emotionally, and a good doctor has to act objectively. You know, you have to be sensitive.
See, now, I thought your love of me was the reason you gave me such good care.
Well,
it was an emotional.
Well, you know, some doctors won't take care of their friends, but I can put the firewall up there. But for your parents, it's really difficult. It doesn't mean we abandon our close family. We stay in there, but it would have not been a good idea for me to be his primary cardiologist. But I respected my father's wishes. He did not want to be operated on. My brother, who's a urologist, was very upset about this, and we had a little bit of a conflict, which we've now resolved. But you know, it was very hard for my brother to accept that my father just wouldn't have surgery and would die.
My sons, the doctors. Okay, let's
bless
get
your
to
heart, Richard.
Richard is the brother. There's a study out this week suggesting that if you lose 10% of your body weight and you got type 2 diabetes, you could be helping yourself out a whole lot. Yes?
Great news out of Diabetic Medicine Medical Journal this week. Type 2 diabetes, it's a metabolic condition characterized by the body's inability to sufficiently process sugar or blood glucose. As a result, the blood sugar levels are persistently high. Type 2 diabetes, Doug, can lead to various complications, including heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, kidney problems, and vision problems. It's usually treated with medication, diet, and exercise. But the good news from this new study found that people who achieve a moderate weight loss, that's 10% weight loss, within the first few years of a type 2 diabetes diagnosis, they could actually send the condition into remission. This means getting off all medication treating their diabetes.
Yeah. I think this is becoming more and more a focus here for all the, I suppose, all the wrong reasons, but all the right reasons, because diabetes is a very, it's difficult. And we've come across a product called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's a good way for me to introduce it to people thinking about diabetes and what's the problem. You got type 2 diabetes, maybe you're pre-diabetic, maybe you're just like me, you like to eat candy and ice cream and cake and that sort of thing. So I'm not suggesting, nor is anybody else, the folks at Curalin are not telling you to abuse yourself and think that everything's going to be fine when you take a couple of these capsules every day. It does present advanced modern glucose support more than any other thing that's out there as a dietary supplement. It is designed to help people with type 2 diabetes or those who are pre-diabetic or even those who are like sugar fans, as am I. Maybe I can send you to Curalin.net, and it will help you understand what's going on. And then by understanding what's going on, you can use that information and take this with confidence, Curalin, so that you know that you're going to be dealing with the blood levels of the sugar levels in your blood. Curalin is spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And it is the most important thing for those of you who have this problem to deal with it. Deal with it in a natural way. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin at Curalin.net. Get the natural support that you need and want. And right now, $20 off your first bottle is yours if you use the coupon code DJV when you go to Curalin.net to order. Coupon code DJV. Join the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who find out that there is a way, a natural way, to be in control of your sugar contents, the sugar in your blood. Use the promo code DJV to get started at Curalin.net.
Supported and sponsored by TherapeuticsMD. One-third of a woman's life may be spent in menopause, yet few people talk about it. Silence around menopause can make women feel invisible, but it's time to have their voices heard. By talking about menopause, we can remove the stigma and empower the current and next generation of women to continue to be seen and heard as they experience menopause. Dr. Cheryl Kingsburg, Ph.D.
In time for Menopause Awareness Month, we want to empower women to think about menopause differently while sharing the latest science and innovations that underscore that this is not their mother's menopause.
80% of menopausal women experience common symptoms such as hot flashes, but despite their prevalence, many women remain untreated. Shirley Weir, founder of MenopauseChicks.com and author.
It's important to create an open dialogue so women can feel encouraged to discuss their symptoms with their doctor. There are available treatment options that can help alleviate these symptoms.
To learn more, visit findyouarecool.com.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
All right, continue along now with the research Ken has done. You've found a source for the best cancer-fighting foods that we have available to us, yes?
Yes, I'm going to list seven.
All right, starting with number seven.
Apples. Polyphenols that have anti-cancer properties are present in apples.
Number six.
Berries. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary fibers, and antioxidants.
Number five.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, cauliflower, kale. They contain beneficial nutrients including vitamin C, vitamin K, and manganese. Cruciferous vegetables also contain sulforaphane, a plant compound with anti-cancer properties.
Number four.
Carrots. They contain several essential nutrients including vitamin K, vitamin A, and antioxidants.
Number three,
fatty fish, including salmon, mackerel, and anchovies, is rich in essential nutrients such as vitamin B, potassium, and omega-3 fatty acids.
Number two,
walnuts. They contain a substance called pendukalugans, which the body metabolizes into urolithins. And these urolithins, exactly, are compounds that bind to estrogen receptors and may play a role in preventing breast cancer. Walnuts. All nuts, in fact, but walnuts are the most studied.
Number one.
Legumes, such as beans, peas, and lentils, they're very high in fiber.
Very good. All right, here's some good news. Optimism and what it does for the quality of your life, according to this study, Ken.
Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Network Open, a sunny outlook on life may do more than make you smile. Doug, new research, it suggests it could also guard against heart attacks, strokes, and early death. Optimists, they have a 35% lower risk for the most serious complications due to heart disease compared to pessimists. Hopefully Bernie Sanders is an optimist.
Let's hope. And hopefully all our listeners are optimists as well. I find you are optimistic. I am, I think, most of the time. I think sometimes I get a little cynical. But it's all, you know, it's part of that is what you grow up around or what you're exposed to or what you allow yourself to be exposed to. Maybe that's a word to the wise. Good Day Health continues with Dr. Ken.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under
the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
For Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Send them along to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you want. Doug at DougSteffen.com. We'll find and glean the best questions. For example, here's a question about children and veganism. I know you don't necessarily believe in the vegan lifestyle anyway. So I guess, can we be objective, though, about this? Is it good for a child who follow, if their parents are vegans, what happens if the children follow suit?
Well, let's define the words a little bit, because so making sure that we're all talking from the same table. And we're going to define this, I guess, as using or containing no animal products. A person who does not eat or use animal products.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Certainly this diet is better than a Twinkie, high white flour, nothing but saturated fats and eating bakery goods, and that's it. Certainly it's better. But we talked a few weeks ago about some of the new risks that have been identified with vegan, and we talked a lot this week about strokes. And the study that we mentioned a few weeks ago talked about how a vegan diet increases your risk of having a stroke. So I'm a big believer in the Mediterranean diet, but I understand the emotional issues involved with the strong belief.
Eating flesh, yeah.
Yes. So you just have to realize that there may be some issues out there. Perhaps you're at risk of having a stroke, and also you just have to make sure you get adequate protein. That's one of the real challenges of eating a vegan diet.
All right. So I'll just throw my two cents worth in.
Please.
In terms of being a vegan, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan. I do try to stay within the confines generally of eating those foods, although I do eat fish from time to time. I eat a lot of beans now. much to the distress of people sometimes around me, but I find that to be good protein, and that's kind of what you need. With a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, you don't get a lot of protein unless you're eating the right greens. Then you can kind of supplement. But at any rate, okay, so let's move on. The latest, next question has to do the latest talk on calcium, or the latest take on calcium. Is it bad for the arteries? Dr. Ken, what are your thoughts about L-serine, S-E-R-I-N-E? It's going to be one of those L, like glutamine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This person says her creatinine is above 400. She stopped taking cholesterol medication 2 months ago. So what? All right. So what do you think about calcium? And you've always warned me on that, I think.
Well, I don't know what is above 400. It wouldn't be her creatinine, or she would have no kidneys. Because, you know, usually, you know, above 1.4 is some kidney issues.
Maybe it's the wrong. Maybe she means 4.4.
Creatinine should be 1.2 or less on most lab values.
Okay.
That's a measure of the kidney function. But calcium, you remember, you go back to a couple of decades, everywhere you listened on radio, they were pushing calcium, calcium, calcium.
Yep.
And I, even in those days, was warning you about this, that to be cautious. Because one of the two types of plaques that obstruct the circulation from head to toe is a hard calcified plaque. And I always wondered, if you take all this calcium in, is it getting into the circulation of the heart? Where I see it, is that how it's happening? Well, we now know that if you take calcium orally without vitamin D, it will end up plaquing your circulation. So if you need calcium, and the reason why is because you need it in your bones so you don't get osteoporosis, soft bones, and that's why people really later in life push calcium, make sure you take it with vitamin D. And don't take it on your own. Talk to your doctor, because you don't want to do yourself in and have a heart attack or stroke because you're taking too much calcium.
All right, this is probably a quick one. The best type of endurance training. What do you prefer for yourself for health and heart conditioning?
Marathons
or short bursts of exercise?
Well, whatever you enjoy doing. Yes, intervals is what the trainers will tell you. You know, short bursts and then a lower rate than short bursts. And that's the absolute ideal way to do your aerobic exercise. But the key is, you know, unless you want to be a world-class athlete, whatever it is you enjoy doing, get out there, move, either in the gym, if you like being in nature, even better. But just do on a regular basis. If you haven't been in an exercise program, get checked out first. But do it. Whatever you enjoy, move, move, move.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. You can contact him at his office, 352-735-1400. It is 50.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.